थैंक यू सो मच, थैंक यू. सो नमस्कार, नमस्ते, द्रास्विचे. आई एम ऋषभ सेठी. एंड फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, टू बिगिन विद, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक्स टू द ऑर्गेनाइजिंग कमेटी, द रूसोफाइल मूवमेंट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन, एंड टू द मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ फॉरेन अफेयर्स ऑफ द रशियन फेडरेशन, एंड टू मिनिस्टर अलेक्जेंडर दुगिन, एंड टू ऑल द टीम मेंबर्स ऑफ द ऑर्गेनाइजिंग कमेटी फ्रॉम द डिफरेंट पार्ट्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, दैट फॉर होस्टिंग एंड ऑर्गेनाइजिंग दिस ग्रेट important initiative and agenda, I would say, about the multipolar world, which is required for the whole world in this 21st century now. So the rise of the new economic power such as Russia, India and China, and the relative decline of the traditional Western powers has led to a fundamental shift in the balance of the power in the world. So I would say the concept of the multipolar world has gained significant traction in recent years as countries seek to assert their influence in an increasingly complex and interconnected global order. The 21st century has seen significant shift toward the multipolar world, where power would be getting more evenly distributed among the multiple nations rather than being concentrated in a single superpower. Again, against this backdrop, the idea of the multipolar world has emerged as an alternative to the traditional bipolar or the unipolar models of the global governance in the today's 21st century. This shift has significant implications for future prospect of the global political, economic, and security landscape. One of the most significant implications of the multipolar world would be the potential for increased competition among the great powers. As the balance of power shifts, countries may seek to assert their influence and challenge the existing order. Also, I want to say the potential outcome of the multipolar world is increased collaboration among the great powers, and especially between the friendly nation and the friendly countries. As countries become more interdependent, they may seek to cooperate in areas such as trade, securities, climate change. This could lead to the emergence of the new alliances and partnerships. A country seek to pool their resources and work together to address common challenges. For example, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization group, the BRICS Plus group, or the G20 group, or other multilateral groups. Also, you can see recently, the group of five countries, BRICS countries, have also surpassed the G7 in terms of GDP economies. So recently now, the BRICS Plus is getting much more popularized among the world. Why? Because what is happening, especially from the last more than around 2 years with Russia, that the Western powers are putting sanctions and so many things. So slowly and slowly, the world is waking up and they are trying to understand that how the Western countries wants for their interest to rule the world. But it is not possible in this 21st century of the digitalization era. So many countries slowly and slowly are trying to show their strong interest to join the platform of BRICS or the BRICS Plus. And recently, just 2 days ago, 19 more countries have shared such interest, because the world is getting tired with such groups which are being dominated by the Western powers. The BRICS Plus initiative has been gaining importance in the current international scenario, which is characterized by the emergence of the multiple centers of power and the decline of the unipolar world order. In this regard, the BRICS Plus initiative would play an important role in the development of a multipolar world order. This initiative is significant for the creation of a multipolar world, as it seeks to increase the representation of emerging economies in the global governance architecture. The inclusion of other emerging economies in the BRICS group world would allow for a more diverse and representative group of countries to engage with the international community on issues of global importance. This can lead to much more equal distribution of power decision making in the international global era, such as the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, and the International Monetary Fund. The initiative of BRICS Plus is also essential for promoting the development of a new economic order on the traditional Western powers. The inclusion of the emerging economies in the BRICS group would provide more opportunities and development between the friendly countries, and this would help to strengthen the economic ties between the friendly nations. Also, it would contribute to the establishment of a new security architecture that is more inclusive and representative of emerging economies. One of the most important role of this BRICS Plus group would be also in the future to introduce the BRICS money, like the local money, which would be used as a trade cooperation between the countries. As this would also help to promote the local currencies for doing the trade between each other, and also it would stop the hegemony, the dependence on the US dollars or the euros for doing the business and trade. So this is very much important also. Also, I want to say to
finalize this time.
Yes. So to conclude my remarks, I would like to say in the last that as you can see that India and Russia are collaborating very strongly with each other, and this from last 2 years we are standing and cooperating with each other in our local currencies to develop strong trade, as because we have a very strong historical friendship with each other, and in 21st century we are standing with each other to help each other. As we say a special word, India and Russia are a very old and great friends for each other, which is called as Hindi Rusi bye bye, Indian Russian brothers for each other. Thank you so much. Dhanyavaad.